A prayer for the children of the nations. Forgiveness. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless our children and their house and their nation, and keep them. Hear their cry, O God. Attend to their prayers. From the end of the earth they will cry to you when their hearts are overwhelmed. Lead them to the rock that is higher than they are. Grace to our children and their house and their nation, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, High Priest over the house of God, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will be slow to anger, abounding in mercy and quick to forgive, not letting the sun go down on their wrath, When they are angry, in Christ we pray our children and their people will not sin. Instead, they shall meditate within their heart on their bed and be still. In Christ we pray our children and their family will not resist an evil person. But whoever insults, slaps them on their right cheek, let them turn the other to them also. Let our children and their people reject a divisive man, that they and their family are not drawn into the snares of death, receiving cursing and death into their lives. According to the eternal purpose, God grant that their understanding be mature, that our children and their people not deceive themselves. Let our children and their family not deny their sins, rather confess their sins, for He is faithful and just to forgive their sins and to cleanse them and their people from all unrighteousness. If anyone sins against them and their house and their nation, let our children and their family rebuke them. But if they repent, forgive them. Up to 70 times 7, 490 times daily, and reaffirm their love to them. For if they forgive men their trespasses, their heavenly Father will also forgive them and their house and their nation. May the God of truth keep our children and their people from the snares they have laid for them, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let their minds not be poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. In Christ we pray that our children and their people pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Look in diligently, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by them many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Eshua, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. According to the riches of His grace, in Christ we pray, God will open their eyes and turn our children and their family from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus. May our children and their people cast away from them all the transgressions which they have committed, and get themselves a new heart and a new spirit. In Christ we petition the Lord to take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give our children and their people a new heart of flesh, so that out of the good treasure of their heart they will bring forth good things, and by their words our children will be justified. Let our children and their house and their nation draw near to the Lord their God and honor Him with their heart and not just with their mouth and their lips. Thanks be to God who always leads our children in triumph in Christ. Let us rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The Lord, He has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, measured heaven with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Let us give glory to the Lord and declare His praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will speak evil of no one, be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Surely the kindness of the great love of God their Savior will keep our children from being foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating others. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from our children and their house and their nation with all malice. Let our children and their family be kind to others, tender-hearted, forgiving them, just as God, for Christ's sake, also has forgiven them. Let our children put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy language out of their mouth. Our children and their people shall put off concerning their former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their minds, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom God poured out on our children and their people abundantly, through Jesus Christ our Savior, laying aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the Word, that our children and their house and their nation may grow thereby. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, let our children and their family meditate on these things. Let our children and their people repent of wickedness. And in Christ we pray to God that the unforgiving thoughts of their hearts may be forgiven them. May the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ increase their faith, that our children and their people shall forgive those who sin against them and their house and their nation when they repent. In Christ we pray that God may give our children a forgiving heart, that they will love their enemies, bless those who curse them, do good to those who hate them, and pray for those who spitefully use them and persecute them, that they might be the sons and daughters of their Father in heaven, being dead in their trespasses and the uncircumcision of their flesh. He has made our children and their family alive together with Him, having forgiven them and their people all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against them and their house and their nation, which was contrary to them. And He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. For Jesus Christ, having disarmed principalities and powers, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. In all these things, our children and their family are more than conquerors, through Jesus Christ who loves them. The Lord our God, He shall gather all nations and tongues, and we shall come and see His glory. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him they shall glory. The Lord our God, He exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these He delights. In the name of Jesus Christ, merciful and faithful High Priest, may the Lord direct their hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Let their love be without hypocrisy, and may our children and their house and their nation abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, building themselves up on their most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping themselves in the love of God, and whenever they stand praying, if they have anything against anyone, let them forgive them, that their Father in heaven may also forgive them their trespasses. Let our children and their family judge not, and they shall not be judged. Condemn not, and they shall not be condemned. Forgive, and they will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to them and their house. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put in their bosom. For with the same measure that our children and their people use, it will be measured back to them and their house and their nation. And whoever compels them and their family to go 1 mile, let our children and their people go with them too, always bearing with others in love, remembering always that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Let it be their choice to receive blessing and not cursing in every situation, for it is written, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. Let our children and all of their people choose life and stand against the wiles of the devil. Let our children and all of their people love and obey the Lord, cling to Him, and have a long, prosperous life. To Him, Jesus Christ, was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Just One, in Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will commit their way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. Let our children and their family keep their mind on the Lord and trust in Him, and the Lord will keep them and their people in perfect peace. Surely He has borne their griefs and carried their sorrows, yet they esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But He was wounded for their transgressions, He was bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement for their peace was upon Him, and by His stripes they are healed. In Christ we pray that our Father and God will pull down the strongholds of anger, resentment, bitterness, hatred, and unforgiveness, that by the power of the Holy Spirit He will break through every barrier, heal every hurt, every word, and give our children and their people eyes to see clearly. In Christ we pray that the Lord will not deliver them to the torturers, but instead give our children a heart of compassion, that they might forgive the debt of others. Let our children and all their people receive the Holy Spirit, that they may forgive the sins of others and not retain them. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and the heart of their people. Your will be done in the life of our children and the lives of all their descendants. May our Father forgive our children and their family their sins, just as they and their people forgive those who sinned against them and their house and their nation. And may God not lead them and their people into temptation, but deliver them and their people from the evil one. For His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Let us hear and let us take it to heart to give glory to His name. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to their works. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him, and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord and their King, to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, him who is ready to judge the living and the dead, and we receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips," says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. "And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it." Isaiah 55:11. "The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word." Joel 2:11. "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations." Psalms 33:1. "It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls." Joel 2:32. "For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts." Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon our God. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.